Listen to me. En mit lad nik, en vil lad nik. Somewhere in Russia, en vil lad nik. Rabbi Schor, der heilige Rebbe für lad nik. In those days, in those days, in those days, all the Yidden lived so much in peace and holiness and sweetness. One day he was told that the wife of one of the Chassidim moved back to her parents. So he called the lady and he asked her, tell me, tell me, tell me the truth. Why did you move back to your parents? I want you to know, I want you to know, your husband is up on night in the Beis Medrash, and he is crying and begging God that you should come back. And this is what she said. Heilige Rebbe, my holy master, I want you to know I didn't leave my husband because I don't love him. On the contrary, we love each other so much, but we have no children, and I can't bear the emptiness in the house no more. The house without crying of children, a house without laughter of little babies, is like the broken holy temple, and I couldn't bear it anymore. But then she says, Rebbe, if you want me to go back, bless me to have children. But she was a very clever woman. She says, Rebbe, if you bless me with children, why didn't you bless me to have children like you? And the Holy Master, the Heilige Rebbe, thought for a while, and this is what he said. If you promise me to be like my mother, I promise you, you'll have children like me. Let me tell you about my mother. Two little stories. It should never happen to anyone. My father left this world when I was very young. I was 4 years old and my brother was 7. One morning, my mother woke up and she was so sick, she was so sick. She said to me, Yisroeli Kilmentai, again, I am begging you, bring me the prayer book, bring me a kleinem siddur. Can't get up of bed, I have to daven. I brought my mother the siddur. She held the siddur in her hands and she said, Rabbeinu Shilai, the master of the world, I'm so sick, I don't even have strength to pray. But she said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, the master of the world, you know the truth. If I don't take care of my children, nobody else will. So please, for the sake of my children, make me well. And I swear to you, said the rabbi, I swear to you. She got out of bed and she was well. She was cured. One more story, he says. You know, my mother, when she kindled light, when she kindled light, when she kindled the holy light, Friday night, I could not imagine that the holy priest in the Beis Hamikdash should cry for Israel with more tears than my mother prayed for my brother and me. One Friday night she kindled the lights. It was already Shabbos. She was still praying over the candles. Her tears were flowing over the candles. When she opened her eyes, it was dark. She said, Rabbi Nishalayla, master of the world. Don't you know, Rabbi Nishalayla, master of the world. And he get taught in him, you know the truth. I can't let I can't let myself, my shoe is sticking. And I swear to you, I saw a hand coming from heaven and rekindling my mother's Shabbos Dekalim. You know, my sweetest friends, the story is so deep in my heart, and I'm sure in yours too. We're living in an age, in a world. We saw so many blown out candles. We saw 6 million being blown out. So many yidden all over the world, all over the world. Their light is not shining anymore. So I'm crying and I'm begging in your name and my name. Let there be a hand from heaven to rekindle our Bobbis Shabbos Dekalim.